Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts on BLM's instruction memo on land health standards. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we noted a news release that the Bureau of Land Management sent out earlier in August, informing the public that they are going to create a federal advisory committee to engage the public as they charge forward in implementing their public lands rule. We also said that the news release included links for the general public to learn about the guidance documents that they've pushed out for BLM worker bees to follow. One of the priority documents that we focused on involves the instruction memo for creating national land health standards. As a veteran of the rangeland reform work that BLM carried out in the 1994 era, when then Secretary of Interior Bruce Babbitt pushed his version of how the world should operate, the rangeland health standards were developed for livestock grazing. We can't help but notice that this time around, the railroad is going to operate differently. Back then, local resource advisory councils were formed, and work was done at the grassroots level of structuring rangeland health standards that fit local conditions. This time, we're going to have agency insiders decide what goes into the national standards, and from the top down, we're going to have pretty much a one-size-will-fit-all result. Some consideration might be possible at the state level, but only with limited permission. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.